Let your spirit that you sent on your church to begin the teaching of the gospel continue to work in the world through the hearts of all who believe. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the time for Pentecost was fulfilled, they were all in one place together. And suddenly there came from the sky a noise like a strong driving wind, and filled the entire house in which they were. Then there appeared to them tongues as of fire, which parted and came to rest on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in different tongues, as the Spirit enabled them to proclaim. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven staying in Jerusalem. At this sound they gathered in a large crowd, but they were confused because each one of them heard them speaking in his own language. They were astounded, and in amazement they asked, "Are not all these people who are speaking Galileans? Then how does each of us hear them in his native language? We are Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, inhabitants of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia,
Stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. You got all these balloons around there. You also got this one. A dead balloon. It is dead. Ugh! And sometimes that's the way we are, spiritually, just dead and just there. But if I breathe on the balloon or into the balloon, something will happen. And you've all received the breath of God on the day of your baptism.
Spirit, the power, filled the balloon. It's no longer dead. It's been empowered. And if you release the power, something happens. It goes somewhere. And Jesus, in the gospel today, breathed on his disciples and then sends them out. As the Father sent me, so I send you. And he breathed on them. And they were filled with the power, the breath of God. We don't get filled with the Holy Spirit only once in our lives, because the apostles in the Acts, numerous times it said they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were doing this, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. So we get filled with the Spirit over and over again. Baptism. First communion. My daily prayer time. Confirmation retreat. Confession. Many Sunday masses. Filled with the breath of God. And then only when we're filled with that breath of God, we're empowered. Jesus says, wait in Jerusalem till you receive the power that comes from on high, and then you're going to go out and be my witnesses to the end of the earth. Under the power of the Spirit, we have no idea where it's going to go. We have no idea where the Lord's going to lead us.
Thank you, brother.
My brothers and sisters, at your confirmation, it's another infilling. The Holy Spirit's going to be breathed on you. This retreat is also a way for the Holy Spirit to be breathed upon you, and so you can be filled with that Spirit, so that you can be the power to go out and make a difference in this world as Christians. And so, this Holy Spirit is not just the gentle little dove. I don't know if we have any symbol of the Holy Spirit that's a dove around here. But sometimes we kind of think, oh yeah, the Holy Spirit. It's like, one time I heard this story about this Oriental man who was being instructed in the faith. And he was being taught about the Trinity. And he says, oh yes, God the Father, Trinity, God the Father. Oh, very good, very good. I like this. God the Son. Oh, yes, very good, very good. I understand, very good. God the bird? I don't understand. That's what most of us Catholics are like, that Oriental God. God the bird, the Holy Spirit, you know? We think of this little dove, oh, sweet little, white little dove. I mean, they're harmless, right? Well, it's interesting. Not every culture that's Christian uses the symbol of the dove for the Holy Spirit. Is there anyone in here that has any Celtic blood in them? That's Irish, Scottish, Welsh. Okay. The Celts, the ancient Celts who became Christians, did not use the symbol of the dove for the Holy Spirit. They used the symbol of the wild goose. So it's the Holy Goose, it's not the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Goose. But think about the fact, when's the last time you walked down at some lake and those crazy Canada geese are all over the place, and if you walked up near them, the holy dove would have just kind of flown away, or here comes some people. What do they do? And if you get too close to right? They make a bunch of commotion. That little Holy Spirit dove is like, oh, sweet dove, sweet Holy Spirit. Oh, it's so saccharine. Gag me, Mary Beth. I like the Celtic idea. The Holy Spirit comes out. He's noisome. He's bothersome. He makes a racket when he shows up, like the Holy Goose. A wild goose. Not just any tame goose. A wild one. The Holy Spirit is a wild, wild goose. You have no idea what's going to happen when he comes. The commotion he's going to bring. I like that idea of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit coming and just changing things and totally transforming things. The Holy Spirit is bothersome. He keeps us going and nudges us to go in the right direction. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon the prophets and they preached and they spoke the word of God. Ezekiel saw the Holy Spirit come upon all the dry bones, and the dry bones got up and took shape and form. John the Baptist got filled with the Holy Spirit and went out and dressed in sackcloth and ate locusts and wild honey and proclaimed, "There's somebody coming that I baptize with water, but there's somebody coming after me. He's going to come. He's greater than I am, and he's going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit." And St. Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, says, whenever we pray and we don't know how to pray, the Holy Spirit comes and teaches us how to pray. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit, when he comes like a wild goose with noise, and he makes a difference. The Holy Spirit is wind, he's not just a little bird, he's also fire. Fire changes and transforms us. I want to tell you about fire. My monastery in La Trobe is right off of Route 30 in Pennsylvania. And for the past, I'd say about 20 years, right out the edge of our driveway was an old gas station. And it got closed and somebody opened a business in it. They said, "We're going to open a business," and they got permission to open up a store that was going to sell books. I said, "Okay, bookstore, fine." Well, it ends up being an adult bookstore. So for the past 20 years, our monastery has an adult bookstore right outside, and it says Live Girls, Adult Books. Well, we've been praying and demonstrating and praying the rosary and sprinkling the holy water. We even tried to buy the place. The only problem was, if we bought the place, the guys that owned it was rented to the adult bookstore. And so when we said, "Well, if we buy it," that lawyer said, "You have to honor the lease." So the monastery would own an adult bookstore, a building that, so we couldn't buy it. Well, the lease was up in, another 3 or 4 years, and we've been praying and praying, and there's many times I've drove by that place and said, "Oh, Lord, bless that place and burn it down." Well, on Thursday, I went back to the monastery, and we had a big celebration for all the anniversaries, and when we got finished, one of the brothers said, "Father Frank, guess what happened last night?" I said, "No, what happened?" They said, "The adult bookstore burned down to the ground, and guess who they're blaming for it? The monks." Thank goodness they found out that one of the employees had decided to rob the place that night, and to cover up his theft, he set the place on fire when he left at 2 o'clock in the morning. And anyway, the Holy Spirit comes with fire, and he burns things down, and it changes everything. He wants to burn down all the things in your life that resist God's working in you. And he wants to change and transform the ashes from those ashes, or whatever he's going to burn down, he's going to transform. Those apostles were in the upper room, and it says, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and when they looked around at everybody, they saw tongues of fire. Well, that's a symbolic image of the fire that came on the burning bush with Moses. And on the mountain of Sinai, it said God appeared in the fire, and the pillar of fire led the people through the desert all those 40 years. And so the fire is a symbolic thing. And many times, you'll see paintings of Pentecost Sunday, and you'll see little flames on top of them. Well, Luke was probably not seeing flames, but he was trying to talk about what was really happening in their lives. The Holy Spirit was the fire that fell upon the apostles and burnt the old people away, and what was left was these new men and women who had the power to go out and take the gospel to the ends of the earth. So that 2,000 years later, we're sitting here today hearing about the Christian message and celebrating the Mass and hearing the readings, because those men and women were so open to the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, fill us. Breathe in us, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit tonight, Lord. Fill us, whoops, and sing in us too in tongues. Listen to that. Fill us with your power, Lord, and send us out. Amen. Hallelujah. I better take that with me because I might need that tomorrow in my homily with the kids at St. John's. Let's stand and proclaim our holy Catholic faith. I need the... Brothers and sisters, I need you to respond to the creed with I do. Dear friends, for the past 50 days we have been celebrating the Easter mysteries. We have been buried with Christ in baptism, and so we shall rise with him to new life. Now that we have completed the Easter season, let us renew once again the promises that we all made in baptism when we rejected Satan and his works, promise to serve God faithfully in his holy Catholic Church. And so, brothers and sisters, I want to hear a heartfelt I do. Do you reject Satan?
I do.
And all of his works?
I do.
And all of his empty promises?
I do.
Do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of the children of God?
I do.
Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin?
I do.
Do you reject Satan, the father of sin and the prince of darkness?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth?
I do.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father?
I do.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yeah, the Holy Spirit, yeah, not the Holy Bird, yes, the Holy Wild Goose. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?
I do.
God, the Father Almighty, of our mighty Father, of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given you new birth by water and the Holy Spirit and forgiven all your sins. May he also keep you faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever. Amen. Our God has sent his Spirit to each of us and is surely a God who loves us and will hear our prayers. Therefore, we are bold to pray. Lord, open our hearts to your Spirit.
Our response is, Lord, open our hearts to your Spirit. For all the church leaders, the power of the Holy Spirit will enable them to minister and shepherd the flocks entrusted to them. We pray.
Lord, open our hearts to your Spirit.
For all world leaders, that the peace of the Holy Spirit fill them with his love and enable them to seek peace for all, we pray.
Lord, open our hearts to your Spirit.
For all God's people, that the Holy Spirit in them is in living and the gifts of the Holy Spirit are outpoured and manifested in them, we pray.
Lord, open our hearts to your Spirit.
For discernment of our individual callings, open our hearts and allow the Holy Spirit to work in us, we pray.
Lord, open our hearts to your Spirit.
For the sick and those in special need, that the Holy Spirit will heal them and strengthen us to serve them in charity, we pray.
Lord, open our hearts to your Spirit.
For the discouraged, disenfranchised, the homeless, the outcast of society, and those who have no one to pray for them, that they be open to the Spirit in their lives. We pray.
Lord, open our hearts to your Spirit.
Does anyone have other intentions? Please voice them now.
Love, you sent your Holy Spirit to dwell in us. Hear these our prayers that they may be guided, we may be guided daily by the gifts of the Spirit, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, fortitude, piety, fear of the Lord, and that we may live daily in the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. For these we pray. Amen. that our sacrifice may be acceptable to the Lord God Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands, for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all of his church.
Lord, may the Spirit you promise lead us into all truth and reveal to us the full meaning of this sacrifice. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, we dwell always and everywhere to give you thanks. Today you sent your Holy Spirit on those marked out to be your children by sharing the life of your only Son. And so you brought the Paschal mystery to its completion. Today we celebrate the great beginnings of your church, when the Holy Spirit made known to all peoples the one true God, and created from the many languages of men one voice to profess one faith. The joy of the resurrection renews the whole world, while the choirs of heaven sing forever to your glory. Before he was given up to death, a death he freely accepted, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." When supper was ended, he took the cup again. He gave you thanks and praise. He gave the cup to his disciples and said, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that sins may be forgiven. Do this in memory of me." Let us proclaim this mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died.
Father, this life-giving bread, this saving cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand now in your presence and serve you. May all of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's noisy. May all of us who share in the body and blood of Christ be brought together in unity by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church throughout the world. Make us grow in love together with Benedict our Pope, Michael our Bishop, Bernard his brother Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember our brothers and sisters who have gone to their rest in the hope of rising again. Bring them and all the departed into the light of your presence. Have mercy on us all. Make us worthy to share eternal life with Mary, Virgin Mother of God, with the apostles, St. Luke, St. John, and all the saints who have done your will throughout the ages. May we praise you in union with them and give you glory through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him, with him, and him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, that all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Watch over us in all of our anxieties as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, I leave you peace, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and grant us the peace, the unity of your kingdom, where you live forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
Share with each other now a sign of God's peace.
Peace.
Lamb of God, behold him who has come to take away the sins of the world. Behold him who has come to fill us and baptize us with his Holy Spirit. Happy are we who gather about his table. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. Only say the word and I shall be healed. The body and blood of Christ bring us all to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Father, may the food we have received in the Eucharist help our eternal redemption, and keep within us the vigor of your Spirit and protect the gifts you have given to your church. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Bow your heads and give a heartfelt amen for the prayers of blessing. This day the Father of Light has enlightened the minds of the disciples by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. May he bless you and give you the gifts of the Spirit forever.
Amen.
May the fire that hovered over the apostles as tongues of fire and flame burn out all evil from your hearts and make them glow with pure light.
Amen.
God inspired speech in different tongues to proclaim the one faith. May he strengthen your faith this day and fulfill your hope to see him one day face to face.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God.